Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. This is your host, John Storm, and today we got a pretty exciting show because we're going to be talking with an angler here in a minute who really seems to have it going on, and that's Andy Morgan. If you want to talk hot, Andy is absolutely red hot. He started the year with 3 top 10s and 200 boat fields. Okeechobee, he was 8th for the FLW Series kickoff, finished 4th at Lake Toho for the FLW Tour kickoff, and last week finished 5th at Wheeler Lake for the FLW Series, and he's at Lewis Smith this week to fish the FLW Tour, and we'll have to see how that comes out, but if his first 3 events are any indication, he should have a pretty strong event. And let's see, are you there, Andy?
I'm here.
All right, great, man. Well, I just want to ask you, are you on a roll, or what's happening?
Yeah, I am. I've got it kind of rolling on right now. I feel very good about my start for the year, to say the least.
Yeah, and it's not just your start, but it's your past couple years. You're up to being ranked 8th in the world right now in the Bass Fan World Rankings presented by True Tungsten, and that's some pretty honorable company up there in that top 10.
Yes, it is. I am really, you know, like I said, I've been really pleased with my performance the last couple of years. Everything's just kind of coming together for me here, and especially this year to speak of. I've got, my new sponsor and a new boat company, and everything's fresh, and I feel really good about my sponsors, and I just feel really fresh about coming out here and just fishing real clean.
Meaning not a lot of lost fish?
Not a lot of lost fish. It's just I fished really good, and so far, I mean, it kind of started off again, with my sponsor deals. Everything is just it's just kind of come to fruition, and it's kind of rolled right over into my fishing. It just everything's going good. It seems like every decision I make is a good one, and man, it's about time. I'm glad to get there.
Yeah, and of course, you won an event last year. Was that really the start of some of this positive feelings you had going into this year?
You know, John, I believe it was. I mean, it was kind of like winning the Masters to me, to kind of get out there and get that first tour win. And, I was catching them pretty good up till I won the Beaver Lake tournament. Then I won the tournament, and actually last fall I kind of hit a slump there, and I didn't do so well in like 3 or 4 events in a row. And, thinking back on things, you kind of fish differently after you win. And I kind of knew the mistakes I was making, and for this year it was real fresh on my mind not to make those same mistakes, and I haven't so far.
Well, you say you fish differently after you win, unless you're Brett Hite, right?
Unless you're Brett Hite, exactly. Yeah, he's on a heck of a roll also. I mean, he's got 2 major wins back-to-back. That's rather impressive.
Yeah, have you guys talked about that at all?
No, I haven't. I hadn't seen Brett since he, just pretty much whipped us at Toho. I hadn't seen him since, and really don't look forward to seeing him here at Smith because he's on a little better roll than I am.
Yeah, and Smith is his type of lake, too.
Yes, it is. It fits these West Coast guys really well. I was talking to Luke here a minute ago. We were eating supper, and I told Luke before we got here, I said, you'll really like Smith. You'll do well here. It kind of fits your style, and I wouldn't doubt you see a lot of these West Coast guys do really well here.
How about you? And the event has not quite started yet, but are you going to be doing deep stuff? There's some rumors, some shallow fish potentially.
John, I'll probably fish shallow. I got just 2 days of practice here after coming back from Wheeler after making the cut up there. And, been pretty tired, man. Just kind of just dragging a little bit. But I've had 2 long days of practice from daylight to dark, and I'll probably just grind it out shallow. I didn't really have a lot of time to go out and experiment with some deeper stuff, so I just went to the bank and basically ran around and looked for some sight fish and fished some, some just shallow wood bushes and whatnot, and just kind of poked around and covered as much water as I could just to make sure that I do catch some fish here. If you fish shallow here, you've got an opportunity to catch a big largemouth or 2, and you could possibly make the cut if you get just a couple of big bites.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that was the best route for myself in just 2 days of practice.
Yeah, two days of practice is tough. That's an instance where you almost get penalized for making a cut.
Yeah, it kind of is. But it was worth it. I'll take a good finish and miss a couple of days of practice. I wish it had, didn't fall like that, but heck, I'll make a cut and miss a couple of days of practice. I've done well before on events where I've just had 1 or 2 days of practice where you can go fish shallow, and I hope it kind of, plays out here where I can go fish shallow and have at least a shot at catching a limit each day. That'll be big. 11 or 12 pounds here a day, you can catch your five fish, you weigh 11 or 12 pounds, you'll do well here.
Good, good. And to get back, we kind of breezed over it, but I'd like to get back to it for a minute for people who aren't quite up to speed, and that's your sponsor portfolio. In the off season, you made a move to Basscat, which isn't affiliated with either league. It's sort of a rarity to run a Basscat on the FLW Tour. And then about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, you announced your new major sort of title sponsor, which is Timber Ghost. Is that something you put together, both of those deals, on your own? And how does it feel to be, quote-unquote, independent?
Oh, man, it gives me a great deal of independence, no doubt. Yeah, the Timber Ghost deal, I've worked on that for quite some time. I've got a close association with some of the top affiliates there at Timber Ghost, and actually really good friends of mine. And it's been something we've kind of been rocking back and forth for the last couple years. And this year they were ready to jump, and I was ready to catch it, and we ran with it. And the Basscat deal, that just kind of came up just pretty suddenly, actually. I got a phone call or two, and had a decision to make and an offer on the table, and I ended up running a Basscat, and thankfully so. I am really, really pleased with the boat company and the folks that run the boat company, the Pierce family. I'm really pleased with everything that's going on right here, Timber Ghost and Basscat.
Well, that's great, Andy, and it certainly shows in your fishing, and I thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck at Smith.
Man, I appreciate it. I'll definitely need some good luck here at Smith.
All right, take care.